Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Malvern, and my focus is to help creative female entrepreneurs become more visible using simplified and fun marketing programs so that they can scale their business quickly and gain the time freedom they need with their loved ones. In today's episode, we'll be looking at the top six-figure salary jobs to earn a living even without a degree. So you're thinking of changing your career for one of those online six-figure salary jobs. However, you are not sure how to get started. As there continues to be so much uncertainty in the world, many people like you are seriously considering their options. In fact, the American dream of having a lovely 3 to 4 bedroom home with a white picket fence and 2.5 children is almost non-existent. Everyone is scrambling to find their version of what can be called the new normal. The only challenge is that the one thing that is constant is change. Therefore, having a normal life seems totally unrealistic. Is it possible to plan for you and your family's future in spite of the constant disruption? Can you have a job that provides sufficient income for your basic needs as well as help you to save for retirement? In this episode, you will learn about the top jobs that you will enable you to earn a six-figure income even in a climate of uncertainty. So what is a six-figure salary job anyway? Well, depending on your background, you may think that answering this question may be unnecessary. However, you need to trust me. There are people who will need help understanding what is a six-figure job. For the purposes of this episode, the currency of the six-figure salary jobs will be in US dollars, since the majority of my audience are North American. A six-figure job is defined by the total income earned over a 12-month period that ranges between $100,000 a year and $999,000 a year. This works out at roughly $8,333.33 per month for someone who makes $100,000 per year before taxes. So to put this into perspective, the average salary in the U.S. currently is $49,764 per annum. If this is broken down monthly, it will work out as $4,147 before taxes and deductions. Bearing in mind that the single biggest expense for any household every month is housing. So do take this into consideration. So now that you know that, you're probably thinking, so why is it having a six-figure job so important anyway? Well, the reason why everyone wants a six-figure job is, well, it depends on their need. That need arises based on the cost of living index for your city, for your town, state, or country. For example, when looking for a place to live, many people take a few things into consideration. The cost of their accommodation, their proximity to the facilities around them, so like shopping, schools, if it's near the family or friends, the distance from work, well, if you work from home, that doesn't really matter. Maintenance. So sometimes, depending on where you live, you need to clean the windows every year, cut the grass, shovel snow, clean up the pavements, make sure everything is super perfect. Then you've got utilities. So apart from the rent or the mortgage, you still have to pay heating, lights, rubbish, you know, really depending on where you live. And then if that wasn't bad enough, there's still one more expense that you need to consider: transport. So even if you work from home, you may need to go out shopping or pick up the kids or drop the kids off to daycare, go to the gym, even cycle, if you're cycling, the cost of maintaining a bicycle or the cost of having stuff delivered to your house, the cost of delivery. So do you remember what it looks like before you moved into your current place where you're living now? What were the factors that you considered before making that important decision? If you are living alone, then the decision-making process is a whole lot easier compared to a situation with kids and a spouse. Having a six-figure job means that you have a bigger budget and therefore you're presented with a bigger list of options, more attractive options, if be it. So according to Expatistan, the cost of living in the US for a family of four is $4,599 per month, while a single person can expect to pay $2,625 per month. Now think about that if you're on the average wage of $49,000 a year. how much of that is sort of goes into the cost of living before you can think about retirement or savings or emergencies or anything like that. So let's look at what you can afford with a six-figure salary job. We're going to get very practical and look at what you'll be able to afford. To make this fair assessment, I would include a fair comparison of places to rent in different areas, not just in the US, but around the world. If you have a chance and you want to see a visual of what I'm talking about here, head on over to the show notes at successunscrambled.com/six-figure-salary-job. And that's 6-figure-salary-job. And you will see a diagram where I actually have a side-by-side comparison of different cities across the world, the cost of a one-bedroom apartment, and the actual cost of living without rent. I have seven different countries or locations, should I say, on the list. Two of them in the US, one is in the UK, one is in Australia, Costa Rica, Germany, and Indonesia. Okay, so I'll pick three or four random ones on the list so you can get a feel for what I'm talking about. So the city, of course, I pick two from the US. San Francisco, everybody will say, well, why did you pick San Francisco? Well, I need to go with the most expensive and compare it to something that isn't so expensive. So San Francisco, the one-bedroom apartment is $3,273 a month, and the cost of living without rent is $1,181.09 per month. San Antonio, which isn't obviously as expensive as San Francisco, works out at $1,174.26 a month for a one-bedroom apartment, and the cost of living, and all this for a single person or single person, the cost of living for a single person is $832.36 a month. When you compare that with somewhere like Australia, in Sydney, the cost of a one-bedroom apartment is $1,988 a month. And the cost of living then, I'm going to give it to you in Australian dollars, it's $1,432.71 a month. Now, I'm going to compare with the cheapest one on the list, which is Indonesia, Bali/Denpasar. I've been there myself, so I know that these figures are real. So the cost of a one-bedroom apartment in Indonesia is $473.82 per month, compared with the cost of living without rent is $450 a month. Now that you have that in your head, you can sort of get a feel of how far your money can go when you're on a six-figure salary job, because you're on a higher income, one that will allow you to live, I guess, virtually anywhere in the world, except obviously in Dubai in the 7-star hotel. I don't know who would want to do that, but as you can see, the stuff that you can afford will vary from country to country. The key secret is to save as much as you can so that you can have some leftover for emergencies, retirement savings, or just a rainy day. Now that you know more about your spending power when you are earning a six-figure income, let's look at the kind of jobs that will get you there. So we're going to look at 8 six-figure salary jobs. The traditional route, as you know, to a six-figure income would normally involve having to earn a degree followed by a master's degree to get you into the managerial position. However, times have changed so much that the online world is allowing many people to earn a living from home. Here is a list of 8 jobs where you can earn six figures from home or anywhere for that matter. So one, I've got graphic designer, social media manager, digital business manager, business life coach, software engineer, blogger, website designer, developer, and copywriter. Again, you can head over to the show notes at successunscrambled.com/six-figure-salary-jobs to see that list in the show notes. Actually, it's top six-figure salary jobs. So head over to the show notes at successunscrambled.com/top-six-figure-salary-jobs. Okay, now let's spend some time looking at each one of these in turn to see what the role actually involves. Because if you're looking for a job, you want to know, well, okay, can I do that job? Do I have the qualifications? Can I easily learn how to do that job? So graphic designer. If you are one of my regular readers, you know that I wish that I could be a graphic designer to make things look pretty. I must say that this role is very admirable because a graphic designer can take something from looking very average or normal to making it look absolutely stunning. They create stuff like logos, social media images, printables, branding, collateral, and lots of other things. A graphic designer has the potential to make six figures a year because they will have 6 to 8 monthly retainer clients. A retainer client is someone that you pay a fixed amount every month to use for things in your business. And it doesn't have to be a specific amount of hours. It could be just for hours, or it could be just for achieving certain tasks. So the average monthly retainer package for a graphic designer is about $1,500 per month per client. And if you do the math, $1,500 by 6 clients is equal to $9,000 a month. All right, next is a social media manager, one of the coolest roles in the business world right now. This person is responsible for creating and scheduling social media content for small business owners. And just to make sure you're not confused with this, a lot of people think that a social media manager always does the graphics. Actually, it could have a team with someone doing the graphics, and then the social media manager actually creates the captions, research the hashtags, so the captions for Instagram, Facebook, the actual description for Pinterest, the titles. So you need to have a little bit of, I suppose, understanding of the audience that you're going to be addressing. Sometimes it will involve creating an overall social media strategy across 3 to 5 different platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and LinkedIn, for example. Another responsibility is setting up a 90-day social media calendar so that the business will be able to map out tons of content in advance. So depending on the responsibility of a social media manager, they can charge between $800 to $3,500 a month for social media management. Yes, you can pay up to $3,500. You can actually pay more, but $3,500 is when you have an agency looking after all of your social media content, the graphics, the whole lot, and managing, scheduling all the posts, managing the comments, engagement, that kind of a thing. This means that they can work with 3 to 7 clients in any one month. And if you do the math, if you've got 3 clients at $3,500 a month, you're looking instantly at $10,500 a month for doing social media management. Number 3 on the list is a digital business manager. When it comes to organizing any business and to run efficiently, a small business owner will benefit from hiring a digital business manager, DBM, or an online business manager, same thing, OBM. This person is responsible for project management, people management, and systems management for business. What they do for a business involves managing a lot of moving parts, so it will not be surprising for you to learn that their monthly retainer packages are a lot higher in terms of the minimum amount. If you want to learn more about what they do in detail, check out my comprehensive posts and even podcast episodes about the online business manager. I've left a link in the show notes. Head over to successunscrambled.com/top-6-figure-salary-jobs. And that's top T-O-P dash six dash as in number six dash figure dash salary dash jobs. So a digital business manager can have anywhere from 2 to 4 clients because it's a lot of work they have to do that they manage each month, and they charge from $2,500 per month for their retainer packages. Business or life coaches in at number 4. In the past 5 to 7 years, there has been such an explosion in the marketplace when it comes to the amount of coaches available. Anyone needing a coach to help them achieve a specific life or business goal will have no problem finding one. There seem to be so many available that it will be easy to pick and choose from a broad list. The minimum coaching package that I have found so far is around $5,000 for a set period of, say, 3 to 6 months. $5,000, $8,000, that's the normal price that you pay for a coach. And each coach has the potential to take on 3 to 7 clients at any one time. Software engineer is next at number 5. While many software engineers have graduated from college, or should I say, many, with a degree, there are a lot more that are either self-taught or they did the education online, so they didn't actually go to college. In case you did not know, software engineers are high in demand for many digital businesses because the online world needs software to keep it running. Companies like Amazon, Slack, Google, Grammarly, Facebook, and even Zoom, all these software engineers to help them keep their business profitable. These software engineers basically develop bespoke software that is custom built for that company's specific needs. And these bits of software can run the company internally, the systems internally, as well as produce systems for clients to use. For example, Facebook, the Facebook platform is a very comprehensive piece of software that continues to evolve over time and drive people like me bonkers because the new version doesn't work properly and has teething problems, etc. Software engineers charge clients a minimum of $100,000 a year or $10,000 a month to develop software for their company. Number six, we've got bloggers. So if you are new to the blogging world, then you may not be aware who a blogger is and what they do. But it's simply a blogger is someone who would write and publish posts or articles regularly to attract and grow an audience in their niche. They would create a blog where you will find a collection of, like an online blog, place where you can find a collection of posts or articles that is written on specific topics. For example, I'm a blogger. I blog about marketing, simplifying marketing, entrepreneurship, business, that kind of a thing. Bloggers can generate an income using a combination of five different monetization methods, including ad networks, sponsored posts, affiliate marketing, services, and even services in terms of you offer services to clients, and even online courses. If you need to get a much better understanding about how bloggers make money, you can take a look at the link I've left in the show notes that talks about blog income reports. Head on over to top six figure salary jobs. So that's top six figure salary jobs. That's successunscrambled.com/top-six-figure-salary-jobs. Okay, and number seven, we've got website developer and designer. Every successful digital business needs to have an online presence, which is normally in the form of a website. Over time, as a business grows, your website becomes bigger and more complex, which means they need to hire a designer or developer to help them. So, for example, my website, when I first started over 3 years ago, was a very simple website, homepage, about five basic pages, and I started blogging four blog posts a month. Now I've got over 150 blog posts and nearly 100 different pages in the back end that does all sorts of things. A designer helps to make the website pretty and functional, while a developer helps with coding in the back end. So in the back end, say for example, I need two people to have access to courses or shop or whatever. I need to put in more stuff and a developer will come in and help me connect all the pieces and make everything run smoothly. Integrating complex software with the front end of the website is where a developer really comes in handy for any small business. The minimum price for a professional website design is about $5,000 for a single client, and web designers can have between 2 to 3 clients at any given time. Developers are roughly around the same price as well because they do a lot of coding and integration in the back end that causes everything to run smoothly. Number eight, we've got a copywriter. So the secret to getting visitors to convert on your website is by having words that convert. So the text or words on each page of your website is called the copy. Copywriters have the special task of writing copy that converts visitors into customers. Unfortunately, their fees, well, maybe fortunately or unfortunately, for a small business, someone who just getting started in business, this is unfortunate, but if they've got the budget, then it's not unfortunate. But anyway, their fees are not cheap, as you can expect to pay a minimum of $5,000 for them to write a single sales page. And any given business can have between 5 and 10 sales pages because they've got so many different products and variations of that same one product. They will tend to work with 4 to 5 clients every month and can easily generate $20,000 a month in revenue. Now that you have a better idea of the type of roles that has a potential to generate six-figure income every year, it is your decision as to what you're going to do next. Having a six-figure salary job does not guarantee you never have problems, but you will at least be able to financially pay your bills. You may look at all of these roles and think that none of them are suitable for you and your career path, but really consider them carefully because these are various roles and a lot of introverts like blogging. There are so many roles there. Spend some time looking at them. It is possible that you had a few aha moments while listening to this information. If you are, say, 50 or over, and you're probably thinking that it is too late for you to consider changing to a new career, this is where you can be mistaken. You can check out a story that I've left in the show notes again about an 81-year-old woman who learned to code at the age of 80. And if she can do it, then you can too. You can head over to the show notes again at successunscrambled.com/top-6-figure-salary-jobs. Right. I can assure you, it is never too late to pivot and start something new so that you can find fulfillment. Over to you. What has been your experience with starting and finding six-figure jobs? Let me know in the comments of the show notes, and I'm just dying to hear from you. So whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. If you are just at the start of your journey where you are wondering what is possible for you in the future, then take a look at the 7 books that are great for entrepreneurs. I've left a link in the show notes. Are you looking for more ideas to start a business from home? Then check out the 25 business ideas that you can start on a weekend. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. If you need to get more eyeballs on your business content, then grab the beginner Pinterest marketing tips. I've left a link in the show notes. My focus continues to be helping creative female entrepreneurs to skyrocket their results by giving them simple and fun marketing solutions so that they can get back to their zone of genius and even find quality time to spend with their loved ones. All right, that's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.